Do you make other things from cornmeal too?
Not much. Once in a great while I make that hoe cake.
How do you make that?
Well, it's your meal and hot water, mm-hmm. and then you do it in a skillet on top of the stove, mm-hmm. grease skillet. Mm-hmm. It's pretty good when it's just hot. If it stands a little while and gets cold, it's just like cement. when it's hot, it's all right. You spread butter on it then and can eat it. But uh-huh. see, it has no shortening in it at all. Mm-hmm. It's just the meal and salt and no leavening in it, uh-huh. no soda or baking powder either. Uh-huh. Just the boiling water. It's kind of like you've eaten the cornmeal mush, mm-hmm. you know. Well, it's something like that, only you don't put cream on that or anything. It's just uh-huh. it's just browned in that skillet of grease skillet. I'm very fond of mush, too. We like the mush, and especially to let it sit overnight and fry it. Slice it and fry it.
Oh boy, that's the way I
fry it in butter. It's really good.
I don't care for it just as boiled cornmeal, but when it's fried, I'm there. Do you ever take white flour, wheat flour, and make that confection that has a hole in the middle? It's fried in deep fat?
No, not so. Yes, uh-huh. I'm quite an expert on that donut.
Do you make the puffy kind or the cake kind?
The sweet kind.
I make the sweet kind.
And that's all right, huh? Just to get used.
He doesn't like the yeast kind, but my youngest son and I are both very fond of the yeast donuts. You know, that's raised with yeast, mm-hmm. like you do light bread and let it sit and raise. Mm-hmm. Now this other, you just put in baking powder and mm-hmm. throw your leavening in it. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some funny things on that.
Oh, it's interesting to me how cooking practices differ in the state. I can hardly wait to get these things this winter and have my wife go to work.
If she doesn't have anybody to explain all the queer noises in that thing this afternoon, she'll probably be leaving.
Do you use eggs in your donuts, or?
Yes. And I use eggs in cornbread, several eggs in cornbread.
Just part of the egg? There's a bug on your leg there.
They're harmless, but I don't like them crawling on me, but I didn't feel that one.
Do you use the whole egg or just part of it?
Just the whole egg. Uh-huh. And I don't separate it and beat one part. You know, lots of uh-huh. cookbooks will tell you to do that, but I can't see that it makes any difference. You know.
Which part? Do you beat both parts or just one part?
Well, you beat both if they say to separate and beat them, but I can't see. Well, I beat the egg up in the... I usually take a slotted spoon and just beat uh-huh. it in the milk, uh-huh. you know.
Do you ever make those things in the morning that you cook on top of the stove, maybe in a skillet, make them out of flour, and eat them with...
Pancakes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you eat on those?
Oh, butter and syrup and jelly. We kind of like honey. Uh-huh. We like a homemade syrup. Made with brown sugar and flavored with maple mm-hmm. syrup. It's you get that maple flavoring, you know, like you do any other mm-hmm. flavor, and put a little of that in, and it kind of tastes like maple.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call the parts of an egg?
What?
What are the parts of an egg? The shell?
The white, well, the shell outside, and the white of the egg, and the yolk, Y-E-L-K. Uh-huh. Well, I think usually they spell that Y-O-L-K now, but for years and years and years, you know, it was Y-E-L-K. Uh-huh.
What color is that?
Yeah. It's yellow, usually. Uh-huh. It depends on the kind of chicken that lays it, whether it's a different, deeper or lighter color.
Does it make a difference in the quality of the egg if it's yellow or orange?